Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Minister Sanders. Today is March 29th, 2015. I was reading an article the other day that was, well, it was very, very, very troubling. I think this type of thing that I'm going to talk about, it's been going on for a while in different ways, and it's going to get worse. Now, what I'm talking about is they had an article, and there's several stories out. You can look up some of this stuff on YouTube. You can Google it. In Detroit, you know, they was under a bankruptcy plan or what have you, and what they call it, a reorganization. I guess it's a 13, or I'm not sure what the corporations go under, but anyway, they're having problems. Poor people, the ones that are living there in certain areas of Detroit, they're having their water shut off. They can't pay for the water. Somehow, I don't know what, I guess the prices of water for utilities or what have you, I don't know whether it went up that high or what, but anyway, what the article and the story is saying that this water rights is part of the assets of Detroit. And so these, you know, the politicians, you know where they are. They get together, bankers and what have you, and it's always there to exploit the situation. So what they've done, they've privatized the water. It was supposed to, they're going to sell off, I guess, the water rights. And they were privatizing it, the waters, and so they started, overcharging. Other words, that's when things get, when food gets scarce or what have you, certain times or what, you got all this corruption. You start getting, even back in, let me say this. Even World War II, World War I, all the wars, it don't make a difference whether it was Vietnam or what have you. You might not read a lot about it, but it comes about. It's all, even in Iraq or whatever. There's always a lot of exploitation and corruption, and where people, where things are so tough, you take the refugees and so forth, running from places, whatever, trying to save their lives, and little stuff on the black market, and there's corruption there. You know, if you got, something of value, you know, you can buy something or bribe people who are in charge or what have you. So, this kind of stuff goes on all the time. So in Detroit, they have the water has been privatized, and it's part of the assets of the city now. And the people that bought the rights of the ones that was where it was privatized to, Now they're exploiting the people to make a killing with the water. Now, an affluent part of Detroit, you know, where the big people live or what have you, that's no problem. It's the poor people in the poor areas and what have you. That's where the problem is going on. So this is just another thing that's coming about. You know, we're always talking about this New World Order, One World Government and so forth, New World Order. This is another spoke in the wheel of this New World Order thing. You hear things that you've never heard of before, and it's always where, you know, let me say something first before I get there. You would be surprised. You would think that poor people in poor areas, you would think that there was no way to make money or people to exploit people if they didn't have a lot. But that seemed to be, excuse me, that's not the case. You take, let me say this, for instance, in poor areas where drug usage is rampant, drug deals get rich. People go out and do whatever it is it take, steal, rob, or whatever, to get the money to buy the drugs. So this thing is coming on about the water here, there in Detroit. What are people going to do? This is basic. This is a basic necessity. You know, you got to drink water. You need water for health reasons, showering, bath. You need to cook. So these people are basically holding these people hostage with the water. So now you're gonna criminalize a lot of people, because I mean, look, you can do without drugs longer you can water. Now, people that's addicted, that's another problem. But you can only go so long without water. And so they have found a way to exploit people in this bankruptcy proceeding here in Detroit with the water by privatize. You always got people out there. You know, one person's downfall, you know, is another person's opportunity to get rich. And that's the way it is. And that's the leverage that these people have. You know, we sit here in America and we talk about, the level playing field. You know, everybody has the same chance. You know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You know, but you got to have some boots before you can have straps. But this is the way things are. And I don't know why the government, these politicians, will let these people get away with this kind of stuff. They'll go there and say, well, we're gonna bail out Detroit or whoever, and we're gonna, you know, give them a chance to rebuild and what have you. And they let these bloodsuckers, that's what I call them, you let these bloodsuckers come in there and exploit people. And they do nothing about it. They don't do anything about it. These politicians, they don't do anything about it, or they don't set up any rules that will, you know, stamp out all the corruption. And that's the way it is in a lot of stuff. I noticed down in Mississippi, people, you know, if there are certain programs that come from Washington, D.C., from the federal government or what have you, Mississippi people, the government, the governors or what have you, receive some of these grants, and that are supposed to help the poor people and so forth. And I've seen it firsthand where, in most cases, if you are a poor person, and especially a certain race, and there are people who, when the money gets down there, or when the grants get down there, I don't care whether it's food stamps or commodities or what have you, if you have these certain people in charge of this stuff, they are going to take advantage of people who do not have. Now they'll get in on the news and they'll talk about, well, we got food stamp fraud, we got whatever. And when you really look at it and get to the bottom of it, what a fraud is in most cases is people who've got money. You take the health care system, Medicaid and so forth. How many times have you seen where Medicaid fraud or Medicare fraud have cost the federal government billions of dollars? But it's not the little folks that down there, you know, trying to get some health care. It's these corporations, these folks. I mean, these are educated people. These are well organized people. There, I've seen cases where these folks had billed Medicare, Medicaid, for thousands and thousands of dollars for medical products or what have you, medical care to people who didn't even get it. They didn't even know anything about it. I mean, their information was taken, their Social Security numbers and their Medicaid numbers and addresses and so forth, and these people are taking these people's stuff and fraudulently bill Medicare, Medicaid and so forth, all this money for somebody's some care that they were supposed to give a recipient, and the person didn't even get it. Now, I mean in the billions. Now, I'm not talking about about somebody at the little corner convenience store that somebody frauded somebody out of some food stamps or out of got a pack of cigarettes instead of getting some food or something. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these people who are organized, and I mean well organized, and who are white collar thieves and making billions and billions of dollars defrauding the government. And then in most cases they don't excuse me, most cases maybe a few people may go to jail for a while. You know, they go to the country club for 6 months or what have you. And the companies, you know, you have a corporation, and if you notice and understand that a corporation, the definition is a corporation is a first thing they tell you is a legal person. Now, look at that. Now, listen at that. A legal person. But they've got, they could have hundreds of people involved in this corporation. But if something happens, unless, you know, in mighty few cases, some wrongdoings, the people who perpetrate the fraud and the crimes and what have you, mighty few of them go to jail, and they'll just fine, what I mean, they'll charge a fine to the corporation, which is not a breathing human being, but it says it is a legal person, but it's not a human being. You can't say, well, we're going to take ABC Corporation and put it in jail. You can't do that. You know, it's supposed to be a legal person, but it's not. You know, if you don't get a few of the people who help perpetrate these crimes, you don't get anybody. So they just charge the corporation. They have made millions and billions and millions of dollars. So what, you know, what do they care? A lot of these things are the same way. So it's the exploitation of poor people and just ordinary people, period. So this is what's going on in Detroit with the water. And there are other places now. Go to YouTube, Google it, water rights, and see how many articles and how many stories you can come up with. There are places, do you know that in Colorado, I heard about a case where they got laws, some county, they arrested a prisoner, a homeowner, because he caught rainwater, harvest rainwater, that was running off of his roof into a bucket or pail or what have you to have some water to water his flowers or his lawn with. They arrested him and they made him pay a fine. I'm not sure, I guess you could do jail time. So they'll get, I mean, this is, I mean, you know, the air and water, rain now, this come out of, you know, come out of the elements. This is, you know, should be God given. But they are, these people, they want to run and want to control everything. Now, I don't doubt it that they are going to, I haven't heard of it yet, but they're going to, I'll bet you, probably within the next 10 years, maybe less, maybe more, they're going to probably fix it some kind of way, this United Nations and all this IMF bank and whatever, you're going to have to probably pay a fee just for air, just for breathing. You know what I'm saying? Well, you don't deserve that. We have to keep the air clean for you to breathe. So, you know, whether you have anything or not, we're going to put an air tax on you. I'll guarantee you that they'll have this. Now, this is nothing new. Well, I'll say it's nothing new. But God has talked about all this stuff. Over in the book of Revelation, this is part of that beast system, and I've been talking about this for quite a while. It hasn't, everything hasn't been perfected yet, but Everything is coming together. All the pieces is coming together of this puzzle of this New World Order. Now, in the Bible or in the Book of Revelation, it doesn't call it a New World Order. It just talks about people that's controlling everything. We're talking about the beast and 666, and people wasn't going to be able to buy or sell unless they had the mark of the beast. See, that's another thing that's going to happen. They're trying to get it together here. You're going to have to pledge allegiance to this beast system, and you won't be able to buy or sell. They're going to give you a mark. We don't know exactly how it's going to be. We don't know what is it going to be, a chip or what. They got many ways that they can do this. You have this one little card, like a Social Security card, maybe like a credit card. It'll have all of your information on there. They'll have everything that you own on there, all your assets, your bank account if you have one, what have you, and your medical records and everything. And you will have to pledge allegiance to this thing. And you, and according to the Bible, there'll be a mark. Now, we don't know exactly how that's going to be, so I'm not going to come here and say, well, they're going to stamp you and whatever. I don't know how it's going to be. We don't know how it's going to be. And right now, some of them, people out there that's working on this stuff, don't know how it's going to be. They're going to work on the best system that they can and to accomplish this. But you will be able. They will be able. So you can go into maybe to an airport. They can scan you. Scan your forehead or whatever. And they get your name and your address and your social security number and your blah, blah, and how much money you got in the bank or was the balance on your bank account or what have you. These things are coming, and they're coming together right now. And we don't even know it in a lot of cases. They keep us, they keep our brains dull, with entertainment and, sports and so forth, and workers to death out here trying to make a living, and you get home, you're so tired, all you want to do is, kick back a minute and, watch a little TV and try to go to bed and wake up and go back to work, half kill yourself the next day to keep your bills and things going. So these people are working behind the scenes to get this stuff done. But it's not God has talked about all this. Everything has happened. Everything is happening now. Everything is predicted to happen. It's written in the books. It's written in the Bible. And most of it, these last days stuff, is written in the Book of Revelations. Now, it doesn't come out in a lot of times and gives some straight names. It doesn't say, the United States is going to do this, and Germany is going to be that, and France, and it doesn't say that. It gives an outline of what things are going to be doing, people are going to be doing, nations are going to be doing. And just read between the lines, connect the dots, and you can figure these things out. Now, you may not have it exactly right, but you just look and watch and see. And you read stuff about certain nations going to do this and that, and you read stuff, and you look around and I say, well, who's doing this? It's like a person. If you describe somebody, you say, well, the such thing happened, and there was a person there, and he committed the crime, or he's supposed to show up, or whatever. And you say, well, can you describe this person? Yeah, well, this man, he's 6'1" and about 200 pounds, and he got whatever hair and eyes and whatever. Maybe he's black or Caucasian, or whatever. And you describe him enough, and you say, well, yeah, you know, I believe I saw somebody look like that. You know, this seemed to, certain person seemed to fit that description. So when you start seeing these descriptions in the Bible and in the Book of Revelation, that a lot of stuff is going on, and these descriptions fit these nations and so forth, you can kind of put two and two together. And it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter whether you got everything, you know, everything right. There's a lot of ministries out there, you know, they's hot on this prophecy thing. You know, they want to try to second guess who's doing this or what doing it. You know, it doesn't matter. You want to look at the overall picture and find out what's going on, because that's what's going to affect you. And it is written. All of this stuff is written. And we can sit here and let a lot of false prophets out there tell us a lot of stuff about, you know, if when things get a little tough, we're going to be all raptured away, and we're going to fly away, and we'll be safe in heaven until all this stuff is over. You better check yourself. You better check your book. You better check a lot of this stuff that people are teaching you. A lot of preachers are telling you. Because remember, prophets, real prophets, you know, they tell you the good and they tell you the bad. But a lot of these folks out there, all they tell you is good. Goody, goody, goody. You know, we are here to enjoy everyday life. We are here, we don't here to be just prosperous and live like the kings and what have you. We're not going to have any trouble. And if there'll be a little trouble, you know, the rapture going to come, and we're going to be gone away until all this stuff is over. Well, you know, don't, they got these videos and so forth, DVDs about Left Behind, and well, it's not going to be necessarily Left Behind, because nobody's going anywhere, and we might end up, a lot of people who think they're going somewhere going to be left behind, because nobody's coming after you. It's not, you know, just because you're supposed to be a Christian, hey, God didn't promise you a rose garden. I wish I could have some better news to tell you, which I have, but there's going to be a lot of stuff before a lot of the good stuff gets here. It's not going to be bad, but you're going to, he said, you know, a man that's born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. And that's what's happening, especially Christians. These days be full of trouble, and people tell you about, you don't have to worry about nothing, and you're gonna be rich. You got a right to be rich. That's good. Don't get me wrong. That's good. But just because somebody is not, you know, they're not the richest person in the church, that doesn't mean that they're not a Christian. That brings me back to another little thing right here. I know you've heard the uproar about the Creflo Dollar. He's trying to buy this. He needs an airplane, jet, new jet or whatever. I think it's, what is it? I don't know, $30 or $40 million, or $60 million or something, $67 million jet or whatever. You know, the people is, you know, everybody's, you know, somebody had an opinion here and somebody's got an opinion there. But, you know, who cares? You know, he has had a jet or whatever, private plane or whatever for all these years. So what's the difference? If somebody wants to donate money to get him a plane. Hey, you know, that's their business. Because a lot of stuff that, you know, he's preaching, it's not going to fly, so to speak, anyway. But anyway, I wish I had more time to go into this stuff. But look out and find out what's going on. And look in the news. The news in the Bible, the news in the newspaper, and what have you, all of it is the same thing. Okay, see you next time. God bless.